You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hughes, what's your degree in?
Psychology.
What do you do?
I'm a project manager for the state.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, okay. I'm not using
what
it.
What was your grandiose plan when you were getting your degree?
That I would work for the state for the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation and help people overcome any obstacles that are preventing them from getting to the jobs that they wanted. And
that sounds very important.
So
why didn't you do that?
Why did you pivot? Money?
I ended up getting a job in a different part of that same kind of division and end up loving the people that I work with. And I'm a very good cat herder. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm a glorified cat herder.
That's fantastic.
Well, then you found your spot. You're doing fine then. Who cares?
Hey. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard anyone, or if I have, not very many people say, the reason I took or kept this job is simply because of the people around me. That's unusual.
It's pretty solid when you can find good coworkers, I guess.
Most people say they left a job because of the people around
them. Is there one that you can't stand, though?
Yeah, what's their first name?
No, I love all of them. So, like I have a good little family. I've been with the state for over 8 years now, and I'm quite happy with our eclectic group of people.
All right. I believe you.
You're wonderful.
What kind of projects is the state working on right now that you're managing?
We're modernizing our system for unemployment, and so we just went live this weekend, so we're going to be in the news, I'm sure, and hopefully for very good reasons that everything went well, because everybody's happy. Well,
there you go.
That's fantastic. Listen, do me a favor and hold on a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go away. Nicole, even if we get a winner, will you stay on the line so we can talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Nice. Okay, cool. There's one. Kathy, will you stay on hold even if we get a winner?
I will as well, yes.
Hooray. You guys are the best. Our listeners are the best. Evil Heather, what about you? Will you stay on the line?
I will.
You're the best. Hold on. Then there's Morgan. Morgan, stay on the line. Don't hang up even if we get a winner, okay?
You got it.
Okay, we got it. And one more. Is it Jera? Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, don't hang up, even if we get a winner, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thank
Who's
you.
Who's the weak link and all that? Who do you think's going to hang up?
Jera's going to get bored.
Jera too. I think Jera's going to be the one.
She's going to bounce.
Here's Muse again. All right, Muse, you ready to play this silly game with us?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see how you do with this. I'm going to give you one with a letter. All right? We like the letter ones. Your letter is M as in monkey. M as in M&Ms. And in 10 seconds, Muse, you must give, M as in Muse, in 10 seconds, you must give us five words that end in an M. Five words that end in M. Ready and go.
Totem and, oh God. That's terrible.
Oh, darn it.
Wow, you got one.
One.
I did.
I think as soon as you hang up, I want you to think about it and see how many you come up with, okay?
There's a bunch.
There'll be like 10,000.
Like,
but you know what? It's fun.
Right,
the game
exactly.
Makes you laugh. And we're so glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Bye, Muse.
Bye.
Bye. She's like, I'm so embarrassed.
Yes, because there's a billion of them, but it's like it's under the pressure, right? It's under the gun with that timer going, that obnoxious timer.
You lose your momentum.
All right, Nicole, what'd you get your degree in?
I got a degree in culinary arts and restaurant management.
Ooh, okay.
And today you are what?
A stay-at-home mom / student going back to school for geology or chemistry.
What are you going to do with that degree?
Make a lot of money.
Make more money, yeah. I'm really interested in environmental sciences and maintaining and keeping the earth healthy. And with a geology degree, geology is really a complex science that's like hydrology and I can't think right now.
You can do all sorts of things.
Right.
You can go out and find oil.
You sure can.
You can
go find water.
Seismic issues. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
Intervene in anthropogenic sources of habitat contamination for wildlife, especially fish. I'm really interested in water sciences.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Into geology more than people maybe know.
So you're into protecting the water, the water systems.
Yeah. Water
Good for
systems,
you.
Yeah.
How challenging is it going to be going back to school with those kiddos running around?
It's hard.
Yeah.
I have four kids, and the youngest is 2, and the oldest is 13. So we're busy, and it's hard.
Yeah, you try to do your homework.
Cheers to you. You know, you could do your homework along with your kids. So.
Yeah, we do sometimes. Sometimes my 13-year-old knows more about math than I do, which is a little bit embarrassing.
Well, that's all right. You can help each other out.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
Great,
you're
going to
do great. We're going to do great. You're going to do really well. So cheers to you, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Let's see how you do with rattle off, though. You ready? 10 seconds, Nicole.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 time zones. 5 time zones. Ready?
Okay.
Time zones. Ready and go.
Like central. Sorry.
We live in the mountain time.
You didn't even get the one you live in. That's what's funny.
That's all right. Again, you seize up. You get nervous. It's fine. Time? What's time? I don't even have a clock. What?
Listen, we're glad you called, and we hope you have a great day. Good luck in school, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I think it also might... She turned her radio up, too. I think
she's a little distracted there, yeah.
Yeah. She might have been difficult. Here's Kathy patiently holding. Kathy, what'd you get your degree in?
Biology.
And what do you do today?
Social work.
Fair enough.
Yeah, different.
Fair enough.
Do you like it?
I do. I got my undergrad degree in biology with a minor in ethnic studies 2 years ago. And during my gap year, since I graduated during COVID, I was deciding what to do after. I was always on pre-med track, but I didn't want to go to med school right away. So I decided to apply to grad school. And both years I applied, I got rejected into like bio-related fields, like public health, biochem stuff. And then I talked to advisors and people. They're like, have you tried social work? I'm like, no, actually. They're like, you'd be such a good social worker. I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a try. So I got accepted first try. So I'm really excited to be in this field now.
Wow. Good for you.
And then what
happened?
I like
it when people pivot and, you know, things work out for the best.
That's very great.
Good for you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school originally?
I went to CU Denver, so University of Colorado Denver, and actually now I'm at Metropolitan State University, so honoraria campus for both schools.
That's exactly what I did. I started
at
CU Denver
runners,
and
Kathy.
Finished
Go
at Metro. Get
you.
The license plate when you graduate. Yeah.
Do you have a Roadrunner's license plate?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, okay. Kathy, let's play some rattle off. You ready to give it a try?
Let's do it. This is my first time getting through, so I'm excited.
All right.
How have we treated you so far? How's your experience? From 1 to 5 stars, what do you give us?
I give y'all a 10 out of 5.
Oh, shoot. You're too kind. We're going to give you an honorary degree. The Dom and Jeremy honorary degree.
Love it.
All right, think about this one. 10 seconds. Okay. 5 places, Kathy, where you'd be most likely to cry. 5 places where you're likely to see someone cry. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Baby shower, funeral, birthday party, wedding, and surprise party.
Hey. So?
Because birthday party and surprise party could be two different things.
It could be like
a retirement surprise
all
party
day
or an
long.
Anniversary okay. surprise
yeah.
party.
I'm giving it to you.
I gotta say, you're a
winner. You know crying. Good job.
Way to go. So now we might be bumped up to like 12 stars, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that.
It's 20. I'll double it.
20 stars?
You're spoiling us.
Wow.
Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh wants to visit with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we were dead wrong. It was not Jarrah who hung up. It was Evil Heather who hung up.
How about that?
Yeah.
Rude.
Rude. Here's Morgan. Morgan, thanks for holding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you got your degree in
psychology.
And today you are?
I work in social work as a crisis clinician. So not too different, but a little different.
Yeah, I guess you could probably use some of your psychology with all that.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty intense, heavy work that you do.
It is. It's really intense, but I love it, and I appreciate being able to serve the community this way.
What do you do for fun to, like, blow off steam a little bit?
I train dogs. I'm a foster dog mom, and I go for hikes.
Have you had any foster fails?
No, not yet, but I want to.
It's coming. It is
you
coming.
You ever been bitten?
Yeah. I have been bitten quite a few times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I figured.
That's horrible.
I mean, if you're a dog trainer, I figure it has to happen.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And actually, it's not by the dogs I've been training. It's by, like, friends' dogs or
It's like their owners.
So you're up to date on your rabies shots, then, is what you're saying.
It's not the dogs. It's the owners who bite me. So
yeah.
They're kind of into it, actually.
What are you mostly training dogs to do?
Basic commands and manners. Just trying to help them be more adaptable and get along with
manners.
Other dogs and other people.
Manners, yeah. You know, stay good.
You should start that job with children, you know, instead of dogs.
What do you say?
I used to work in a daycare. It's not as easy as training dogs.
Yeah, I'd stick with the dogs, honestly.
And how often do you like, oh, this dog is so cute, I just want another dog? Is it like on a daily basis almost?
Every day.
I bet. Yeah. How many fostered?
Do you have?
Oh, yeah.
I have one foster and one of my own.
Okay. You're due for a second. You need a buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of poop to clean up, though.
So
I don't
much
know about
poop.
That.
Well, too if they're poop. Polite dogs, they'd go scoop their own poop.
TMP.
Train them to do that, Morgan.
I'm not quite there yet, but we'll see.
All right.
So I've got a cat, right? Niles the weirdo. And I saw yet another video the other day where somebody was showing how you train your cat to use the toilet rather than a litter box.
Grosses me out.
And it is the funniest thing. I mean, when you see photos or videos of cats.
They're like teetering on the edge there.
Squatting on a toilet. It is the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see.
Are you going to teach Niles to go in the toilet?
No, he's fine. You know, he uses his litter box. It doesn't even smell. It's all fine. It's good. Yeah. He's just a little 6-pound guy. Even his little turds are like tiny little Tootsie Roll things. I mean, it's not even a big deal.
Delicious.
At all. It's not like these people who have Great Danes or whatever, and these poops are the size of, you know, dinner plates or something. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Mine is a German Shepherd, and they are rather large. But
yeah,
well, easy to spot in the snow, I guess, when you got to go.
True that.
Yep,
true that.
Very true.
Morgan, you have been absolutely delightful to chat with. We hope you have a great day. Okay.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Thank you for continuing to hold. I love our listeners; they are the nicest. Jarrah, thank you for holding.
Hey.
Hey.
A couple of questions for you. I'm going to be shooting a lot of questions your way. First of all, let's take care of business. You got your degree in?
I did not get my degree, but I went to nursing school.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. But you're not a nurse today, though.
No, I am not. I dropped out, have about 13 credit hours left to get my RN, but something told me that it wasn't the right fit, and I became a flight attendant about 13 years ago.
Oh,
totally different.
Well,
that's neat.
Well, you know what?
Travel.
In a way, as a flight attendant, you might use some of those nursing skills, right?
Yes, I absolutely have.
Yeah, like dealing with people type things, right?
Just, well, that, and there are medical emergencies on flights.
You never know when you got to shove a catheter into somebody at 30,000 feet.
I've never had to do that.
No, well,
whoa.
It's coming.
But she could if she needed
to. It's coming.
What airline do you fly for?
I'm with United Airlines.
Well, you know what? I fly United quite a bit, so I'll probably run into you on a flight at some point.
Yeah, yes, of course. I would love that.
Okay, cool. So listen, now I need to know the story behind the name Jarrah.
Yes, I was born on my dad's birthday. His name is Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, little, cool. Little twist on Jerry then.
Very nice.
All right, that's cute. It's got a cute factor of about 8.5 on that.
Yeah. hey, back to being a flight attendant. What's your favorite place for a layover?
Oh, Hawaii.
You ever hooked up with a passenger?
No. I met my husband the day I got my wings pinned, and we have been married now for 7 years. And he kind of got me out of that whole, situation.
The whole dating world?
Yes.
You do see crew members hooking up, like pilots, flight attendants, stuff like that. They definitely hook up.
No comment.
But I mean, listen, I have a buddy of mine who used to be a big shot, okay, with British Air. And he told me some stories that were wild.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like any other place. Coworkers be hooking up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bizarre.
Have you ever caught anybody, you know, in the bathroom? With each other? You have. How often does that happen?
It doesn't happen very often.
No. But you caught them, though.
And then they've got those long-ass flights, like if you're flying to Australia or something like that, and then the crew has sleeping quarters that they can either go up to or go down to. And you got to figure that's where a lot of the hooking up is going, right, Jared?
Oh, yeah.
It just depends. Depends if you're you're flying with your significant other. Depends if, it just depends.
Depends if the mood is right, you know.
Come on. Depends, my
tight,
arse. It just happens. I mean, people are people.
Small.
You're on long flights. You're on long layovers.
So those people
that
you caught in the bathroom, do they get punished somehow?
No. It just depends. It depends on the flight attendant. It depends on the destination.
So you kind of laugh it off and just tell them to get out of there.
Depends on how drunk they are. I mean, there's lots of factors.
So, like, if they're heading to Vegas, you're like, I kind of get it, you know?
Ironically, that's where it happened.
Yeah, I would think so.
And then Gerald's like, hey, is there room for three? Scoot over.
See, I'm going to squeeze in here.
No.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what? You're a good sport. We've really enjoyed talking to you. I'm sorry you didn't get to play the game. Maybe some other time. But thank you for hanging out with your boys in the morning, Gerald.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Gerald.
Okay, you're welcome. fly safely.